The White House Report.
President Trump was more than ready to answer. He was even amped when answering the questions by Savannah Guthrie on his NBC town hall meeting. That meeting happened at the same exact time as the town hall meeting for his competitor, former Vice President Joe Biden, who's running for president on the Democratic ticket. But when it comes to President Trump, he said ultimately after this long conversation on the question of will he offer a peaceful transfer of power, he ultimately said that he wants a peaceful transfer of power, but he doesn't want it because he wants to win the election. This president is concerned with how the elections process is going, with questions about the ballots. So what if the president doesn't want to leave the White House on January 20th, 2021. I recently talked with former Attorney General Eric Holder. He says if Joe Biden is elected president and takes the oath of office on January 20th, he becomes the president and there will be a transfer of power. Holder explains how.
On January the 20th at noon, he's no longer president of the United States. And if he decides that he wants to, camp out in the White House or something like that, he can simply be removed. The nuclear codes will move to Joe Biden. The military authority moves to Joe Biden. He is now the commander in chief. And so, he might physically want to stay in the White House. I don't think that's likely to happen. I think it's more likely that Trump doesn't attend the inauguration, and he probably goes to Mar-a-Lago or something like that if Biden is going to be sworn in on January the 20th. I mean, we've got to prepare for a whole range of things, but we can't get ourselves worked up about things that I think are unlikely to happen. And there are going to be preventive measures put in place. There are lawyers all over the country prepared to deal with any kind of shenanigans that, the Trump campaign might try to do. There are protective measures in place. The one thing that I don't want to have happen out of all of this is that people think, it's not going to matter what I do. It doesn't matter if I vote because the election's going to be stolen. No, the reality is that everybody needs to make sure that they are voting with a plan, voting early. And that's the best way to ensure that something fair happens, to have people vote.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.